Backseat Box Office, episode number 95 for the weekend of July 13th through the 15th, 2012.
Hey, this is Jonathan.
And this is Lena.
And this is William.
That's right. I got to start the show for once. Actually, it's kind of terrifying.
Well, not only that, but I actually got to show up for once.
Hey, I'm not my fault. All right.
No. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying it's anyone's fault.
Can I just? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say I was kind of scared of you last week.
Okay. So, I've realized.
I'm like, I don't want to answer because he's going to yell at me.
No, I've realized.
He's going to go off on me like he did on Steam.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no. Really, I've realized that if I were a D&D class, I would definitely be a barbarian. Because if you'll note of the recording of the results show this week, barbarian rages, and then they go into a fatigue. I was definitely in that fatigue during the recording of the results show.
Dropped them. That's why you said that. You remember, like, lying on the floor.
Nice. Yeah, so Tony is in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah, the bastard. So he should be calling in his picks at some point. There's one movie coming out this week, and I don't know. I think it's going to be a short show, guys. I don't. Plus, my wife is coming home soon, so there's that.
Did you not have dinner yet?
No. She's.
I know how much dinner means to you.
Well, it's important. Sustenance. You don't keep up hands these size without. Do you know how much energy you need? Yeah, I mean,
I can't even imagine.
Just running the fingers takes.
If you run, it must be like a turbine.
That's why I don't run. I've been asked not to by the local weather people.
You can put out the fire by yourself.
It's hard enough to. Who do you think filled the buckets that was the
they
helicopters
ran out of buckets,
were flying around?
Jonathan, so,
but anyway, so this week, let's see, what happened, Lena? Tell us what happened.
Okay, what happened was
there's some sort of format here, and I think this is where we say this stuff.
I think so. No surprise to anyone. The Amazing Spider-Man came in at number one. Grossing $62 million. Ted at number two with $32.2 million. Brave came in at number three, held at number three, actually, with $19.6 million. Savages opened at four with $16 million. Magic Mike fell to number five with $15.6 million. And just because a lot of people picked it, Katy Perry came in at eight with $7.1 million.
Yeah,
and we don't care about the rest.
Disappointing.
We don't even care about some of those.
Nobody picked them. Although I still kind of want to see Moonrise Kingdom. I probably will never see it. Until it hits Netflix or HBO or something.
I don't even know what that movie is.
I don't exactly know either, but I saw a quick little clip of it, and it looked very pretty and lovely.
Ah, well, that's good. This will mean, I don't know, you guys have been listening for a while, but, without Tony here, randomly reminded of the fact that I've been getting emails asking to support the second part of Atlas Shrugged. Speaking of tiny movies that won't make any money and I kind of want to see at some point.
Hmm.
This is the movie that, like, got a bunch of hype and then earned like $1 million based on the book. And apparently they're still managing to make a second, like the second part of it. I don't understand how that happened. But yeah, that means that's this was a terrible time to bring that up. Sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
That's perfect.
Is there ever really been more good? Is there ever really a good time during these shows?
Well, I mean, it might have been more useful to mention it when, I don't know, Tony was on, when at least there was context for it. Hey, we've had this discussion before.
Oh, okay. See, and which was clearly before my time.
Yeah, that's all right. Anyway, so maybe somebody who's Andrew will remember. Andrew listens. He'll know. This is for him. This is what happens. This is what happens when you put the talent in charge. I have no ability to like run things. I'm just there for
multitasking.
Yeah,
you are the entertainment.
This is hard.
Now, you're just here for your pretty face, and you know, considering this is an audio podcast, that says a lot, my friend.
I definitely have a face for radio. Let me tell you, I don't deny that.
Are you kidding? I'm constantly mesmerized while you play with your beard.
It is a glorious beard.
It is.
I don't know why the chin can grow like this, but the rest of my face can't. But that's beside the point.
It's beautiful.
The other thing that we do once we, as I recall, now we're supposed to talk about how we did last week.
Yep.
Do we have to?
You didn't do so bad. Jonathan, you get to go first.
Do I get to go first?
You are the host, and that's you also true. Did. You are highest up on the list.
Let's see. I picked The Amazing Spider-Man at number one, which was correct. Yay! Ted at number two and Brave at number three, which were both correct. Yay! Then I put Magic Mike at number four, and that didn't happen because it was number five. So that's not too bad. That's only 1 point. Of course, then I picked Katy Perry, Part of Me, at number five. Somehow I expected the Tweeny Boppers to show up a little bit harder for this movie, and it was at number eight instead. So that's 3 points for a total of 4 points for 21 points. And look at that, I just did math.
Well, you just expected that.
I'm applauding. I'm so proud of you.
You just expected that more of Brave's audience would defect and go see Katy Perry. Not the case.
I was.
But whatever.
My.
It was a sound tactic.
True. I just figured if Tony's 4-year-old was excited about Katy Perry's movie, then that was indicative of something. Apparently, it was indicative of 3 places lower than I actually chose. So I'll keep that in mind next time. Except that kind of sounds like math, so I probably won't. But anyway, Lena?
My picks were the same as Jonathan's.
So you're the reason Katy Perry didn't do well.
Pretty much. And my reasoning for Katy Perry, partly because, for reasons unknown, people love her. But I, up until we recorded last week, I had not seen one speck of anything on Savages.
Yeah.
Nothing on TV. No trailers at the movies, so I really didn't know anything about it and thought, well, maybe a lot of other people don't know much about it either, so.
Well, I had seen tons of ads for Savages and nothing for Katy Perry.
I was inundated with the damn whipped cream bra.
Must be the difference between Florida and Michigan, I guess.
Whipped cream bra. They were showing clips of the old Varsity Blues movie.
Nah, she wears a whipped cream bra in one of her videos, and they show that in one of her shows.
How is this? How is this a teeny bopper movie? How is this like?
I don't know.
Why is she wearing film canisters on her boobs, and then that makes little girls want to? She sings about having a threesome on a Friday because she was passed out drunk, and
I know
the 4-year-olds like. I don't. What's wrong?
Is she? Is she the Madonna of this generation?
No, because Madonna was at least talented.
Let me rephrase this. Is she trying to be the Madonna of this generation?
She wishes she was the Lady Gaga of this generation.
Oh, you are on a goddamn roll tonight, sir. Tony can never come back. Apparently, I don't know, maybe like Tony stifles everything. I don't
know. I'm just saying.
Well, like, you know,
Tony, you're my favorite away, boss ever.
When the cat's away, the mice will play. So, hey.
I will say we had a really good episode away of the game. So this may just be rolling from that. Add to that, again, I am actually awake for this. So
True. We are recording a little bit earlier than when we usually would.
Yeah, so that helps.
The last two doubleheader Wednesdays, that first time, Daryl wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And then the next time, I think he was talking with Jill for like an hour.
Yeah,
and
Jill wouldn't leave.
I was so tired. So.
Yeah. I wonder if we could talk him into doing these beforehand, but I don't think so. But anyway, that is neither here nor there, because The honest truth is I don't really want to edit this episode, and so you'll probably just get a raw feed of what we're talking about. So we'll move on here, which means, William, you've avoided it long enough. Tell us what happened.
I've avoided nothing.
You didn't score nothing. Come on now.
I did not have
the lowest score. Did not.
I did not. But I blame the cricket god.
Who is that, by the way? Oh, duh. See, yeah, 1 week and it's all gone.
Oh, really? Goodness.
Really, Lena?
I remember now. I'm sorry.
We're back. It's all right.
I've had a long week for the past 3 days.
I basically dittoed Scott and the Cricket God.
The Cricket God was angry with Scott, so yeah, that was probably not the best idea.
That was funny, though.
It was late. I was tired. I just said, I don't want to think about picks, and so I just said, ditto Scott. Scott chose Spider-Man, Ted.
He won't even put his name on it. Scott chose. Damn Canadian screwed me over, and this is how it happened.
Exactly. So as I said, Scott chose Spider-Man, Ted, then Magic Mike, Katy Perry, and then Brave for a whopping 17 points, which he so politely transferred to me.
We should mention that Tony picked Spider-Man, Ted, Magic Mike, Brave, and Katy Perry. So since he's flip-flop Magic Mike and Brave, that's 2 extra points off, and he got a 19.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Bam. 2 things of math in a row, and it's. I swear that I didn't look at the points totals before making sure that my math was correct. Didn't do that at all. Not something that I would do. That was all fresh. Without
I am impressed.
Old dogs can learn new tricks.
Oh. So let's see here. Next thing to do would normally be to talk about the movies that are coming out this week. But the trick is, and I mean, you two can correct me if I'm wrong here. The problem is there's an Ice Age movie coming out this week. And the Ice Age movies are the new Land Before Time, it seems like. And if Land Before Time 15 dropped into theaters, would we read the information for it? Because it's just another goddamn Land Before Time movie, you know?
This is true.
Does anyone need to know what the movie's about?
There's ice.
Yeah, there'll be ice. There'll be acorn chasing. Nobody who wants to see it cares. Nobody who doesn't want to see it cares.
Hey, Peter Dinklage does one of the voices, although that's still not enough to get me to spend $8.
There's essentially 3 things in the Ice Age movie. Acorn chasing, as you said, ice, and talking animals.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. There we go.
Boom, that's we're done. That
done. Like I said, it's going to be a quick show, because who the hell wants to talk about Ice Age? Did either of you get to see Spider-Man?
Yes. I did not.
How was it?
It was better than the prior Spider-Man trilogy.
Now, are you saying that just because you hate Spider-Man 3 that much, or because you didn't care for the whole trilogy?
Well,
because Spider-Man 1 and 2, in my opinion, were pretty good.
Spider-Man 1 and 2 were great movies at their time. They have not held up.
Ah, okay.
Spider-Man 3 was just a horrible movie.
Yeah.
And this is a good movie. It had some faults, but it is at least as good as Spider-Man 1 and 2. The supporting whatever the actor is that plays Spider-Man, Garfield or whatever his name is, he does a great job. The supporting cast does a fantastic job. Dennis Leary, Sally Field, Martin Sheen,
Emma Stone.
Phenomenal. Yes.
Did Andrew Garfield also play him on the stage version? Because that name is really familiar.
I have
no idea.
I don't think anybody who played Spider-Man in the stage version survived to tell the tale.
Sad but true.
And there were a few nits that I would pick, but overall, it's still a very good movie.
Okay. See, does it bring anything new to the table, or is it really just the origin story again with a different villain?
It's an origin story again, but it's a different origin story.
See, I just don't know that I care for yet another origin story. Maybe if they can keep the quality up for Spider-Man 2, then it'll be... I mean...
A different origin story, as in they literally changed what everyone knows as the beginnings of Spidey?
Does he still get bit by a spider?
He still gets bitten by a spider. But where the spider came from is different. I mean, it's still the same basic origin story, but there's differences in the details. And it poses a lot of questions that, you know, they theorize, or I guess they foreshadow that, you know, the sequel will go into.
Interesting. I don't know. I heard somebody was like, I asked what was different about the movie from the first Spider-Man origin story. And their big thing was he builds his web slingers this time instead of the creepy out of his wrist thing.
Yes, that was a change that I did like, because, you know, the Spider-Man I know from the comics doesn't have organic web shooters.
Yeah, and that's all well and good, but if that's the biggest thing that you're excited about, then this isn't a movie that appeals to me. Like, I don't care about that. How he swings through the air doesn't matter to me. So I don't know. I'm sure that as a good nerd, I'll see it at some point, but I don't think I'm going to pay to see it in the theater. So unless there's some massive reason I should, because
it's a good Spider-Man movie. It's a good superhero movie. It's a good summer movie. But I would assume that unless you see it within the next 2 week time frame, there's going to be another movie that's going to be in theaters that will probably be a better movie.
Yeah, and the chances of me seeing it in the next 2 weeks is fairly slim. So
well, I mean, you're busy buying a house.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, and congratulations on that. I saw your tweet earlier.
Glad things are finally moving forward. Signing.
Well. We're still waiting on the bank, so yeah. I don't want to. I'm looking for bright spots as best I can, but it is still a fact that we've got both the sellers are now signed, which was a good thing because they're divorced, and so apparently that wasn't particularly pretty. But we're still waiting on the bank. But in theory, once the bank, you know, gets their dick out of their ear, they'll... Sorry, that was probably more vulgar than it needed to be, but I'm a little annoyed. Anyway, moving on before I rant.
I'm fine.
Let's see. What the hell do we do next then? Oh, picks. Picks would be the thing that follows on this. And apparently I would be first even if Tony was here.
Indeed.
So.
I know, that's right. Tony would be almost last.
Let's see. All right. I did write down my picks ahead of time. I don't particularly care for my number one choice, but I am putting The Land Before Ice Age at number one.
Now, before you continue, I already have stuff written down just in case we have an issue. I wrote it down when we all got on Skype together.
It's not a ditto if you did write it down first.
It's written here's paper.
As long as you don't say ditto, you're fine.
Okay, that works. Just in case.
So Ice Age at number one, Spider-Man at number two. Really, honestly, it just is going to be the top four from last week in order, because I don't think Magic Mike dropped so hard that I don't think it's going to beat out Savages. Savages is probably going to have a longer tail and might replace Brave, but basically I'm going Ice Age, Spider-Man, Ted, Brave, Savages. I could see maybe Savages flip-flopping, but I think I'm going to err on the side of caution and just leave them in order.
I really should have written these down. Hold on.
I really think that all the die-hard Magic Mike fans went and saw it opening weekend, and now they're just waiting for the DVD Blu-ray release.
With the extended uncut version? That's terrible. I'm sorry.
You know, I'd rather you talk about dick stuff.
that's what I was just talking about.
I know, but just saying that was even better than making my mind work.
The extended uncut version?
You had Ice Age, Spider-Man, Ted, Brave, Savages?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot to write yours down. Although usually I write down the picks for Tony, but do you need me to do that again?
Do what?
Put the picks down in on the Whoosie thing. WordPress.
If you want. I don't have the trick is I don't have access to upload the audio file, so
okay.
That still has to be Tony as far as
okay. In that case I'll do the picks then. He can just throw in the audio whenever.
All right.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yay, behind the scenes stuff. Tell us stuff. What you got, Lena?
Oh, all right. I have Ice Age, Spider-Man at number two, Ted at number three, Brave at number four. I did go back and forth with my number five pick. Because even though Savages did better over the weekend, when we get back down to the dailies, Magic Mike is doing better.
Hmm.
But it's been out for longer.
Yeah, and dailies have never been a reliable indicator of anything.
This, I know, this is true. I did write down Savages, so I will stick with that. Because now that I finally know something about the movie, I've heard good things about it.
I've heard nothing about the movie, which could be a good thing. I don't know.
I don't know anything beyond the trailer and what we talked about last week, but I do just know that, I don't know. My thought is Brave, Savages, and Magic Mike could all be in that area. They could all drop, but it just seems like Savage is going to have the longer tail, and because I don't know. Honestly, now the more I think about it, especially with Ice Age coming out, the more I regret putting Brave at number four. But I picked it, so there we go. Maybe the children with good taste will go see Brave again instead of...
I haven't seen Brave, so perhaps if I see it this weekend, I alone can keep it in fourth place. There could be some magic.
I agree. William, what you got?
Well, my picks, I'm not saying ditto to either of you. At least I think. Because I think Spider-Man's going to stay at number one.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ice Age at number two. Ted at three. And then Savages at four and Brave at five.
Yeah, I can see that. I can't because, even...
I mean, Brave would have been higher, but I figured that for Ice Age to get as high as it would be, as it would be at number two, it's going to pull some of that audience from Brave.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I kind of regret my number four pick. And I can't even really fault your Spider-Man pick, because I could see Spider-Man still doing $40 million, and the last Ace Age movie did about $40 million, so I could see that going either way as well, but... I don't know. I don't like that there's yet another origin movie for yet another superhero we've had eight origin movies for, so... That's exaggeration, but... I'm voting with my heart, William. I'm voting with my heart.
There you go.
And we all know how well that works. I've voted with my heart enough times.
Usually when I vote with my heart, I have, like, the sucky-assest scores. This is clearly not my season. I'm not... Thankfully, it's a short season. I won't have to suffer for too long.
True.
I'm still in the top 10 this season, so I'm doing real well.
I know. You have. I know. I look at you and I growl every time I do the scores.
Well, you know, if you got to growl at me, go right ahead.
Daily.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anything else, folks? Any big
things? I think we've covered everything.
This would be the part where we bullshit for half an hour, either at the start or the end.
I wonder if Tony will bring us back presents.
I wonder if Tony will have both kidneys when he gets back.
No,
all of his liver. Man.
I think the only way he would lose a kidney is if somehow he just loses consciousness and then the next day wakes up in Mexico.
Yeah.
Which, considering how close he is to that border, you never know.
And hey, you know, those casinos can be rough if you get in debt to them. So he is a high roller. I mean, pimp of the internet's got money to spend. So,
same.
But that'll be our discussion for next week. Just what did Tony lose in Vegas? That should be the second that, like, if of all of the things that could what's your craziest hangover story for Tony in Vegas? Leave that with your picks. What do you think is the weirdest thing that happened to him that weekend?
Oh, I like that.
You're going to give us picks. Throw in a story, too. We should do, like, right. Bonus points. That doesn't work, though. But anyway. All right. My wife is home and cooking dinner, so.
There you go.
Dinner is important, so.
Hello, well, Mrs. Stingray.
Well, you go eat your food. I think Lena and I are heading to bed.
Go enjoy your early bedtime. Separately.
Oh, hell yeah.
Separately.
He was dying to say that. Don't even pretend. Okay.
All right. I have no idea how we end this, so.
Hey, this is Tony, and sorry I couldn't make it this week, but there was an incident, and I kind of went out of state. I could make up some story about strippers, hookers, illicit drugs, gambling, nudists on trapeze devices, copious amounts of alcohol consumed, blazing hot temperatures. But of all those things, only half of them are true. So let me just go ahead and cut through all the BS and give you my picks for this week. I think it's pretty clear that the new Ice Age flick is going to come in and freeze out the spider this week. So I'm going to call Ice Age 14 Continental Divide, or whatever the hell that movie's called. I'm going to call that number one. Number two, The Amazing Spider-Man. Number three, Ted, which I did happen to see. And, you know, I know some people are going to be disappointed in this. I enjoyed it. It was actually pretty damn funny. Number four, I'm going to stick with Brave. I think even as kids' flicks go, I don't know that Ice Age is really going to be able to take away from the people who are going to go see Brave. And then in fifth place, since I was involved in a location that is known for people getting undressed, in honor of that, I am going to go with Magic Mike at number five. So thank you guys, and catch you guys later.